Chapter 39. You need loyal and genuine friends. You need loyal and genuine friends. I'd rather have 2 loyal and genuine friends than 200 temporary and superficial friends. One of the most impactful decisions you'll ever make is who you surround yourself with. You want the type of people who will pick you up when you're falling, root with you when you're winning, and tell you the truth when you're slipping. Too many men suffer because they don't have these kinds of friendships. I can't even count the number of conversations I've had with guys who failed to build these types of relationships. I have suffered in the past, believing things like, I have no friends, nobody cares, it's just me out here on my own, no one cares enough to call me. The only time people call me is when they need something. If you're stuck in this place, bro, don't stay here. You'll just keep going downhill mentally. I've been there and sometimes still find myself drifting back into that way of thinking. I consider myself blessed because I have the type of friends who call right when I need them and always have something positive to say. I have the type of friends I can talk about my struggles with, who encourage me and always point me in the right direction. Even so, I've often failed to establish relationships like I should. Don't miss out on opportunities for friendship. Read through the ideas in the chapter titled, Start Having Fun Again. Invite somebody to try some of those activities and go from there. In the chapter titled, A Poor Excuse for Not Staying in Touch, I created a reflection exercise that will help you stay in touch with family and friends. Use those questions to plan out some of the activities you'll do with someone and make sure to keep some good friends around. Friendship is a two-way street. You need friends who, when you achieve success, they won't get quiet on you. They'll be the first ones to give you a fist bump and to congratulate you. You need the type of friends that when you're about to do or say something out of line, will be honest and have enough sense themselves to correct you. The type of friends that when something tragic is happening in your life, they will be there for you. I have a friend like this, my brother-in-law, Kenneth. When he heard my mom was in the hospital dying, he fasted for an entire 48-hour period for her healing and recovery. How many people do you know would care enough to pass up food for 2 whole days just to beg God to keep your mom alive? Thankfully, his prayers were answered. I've had times in my life where he's cared enough to speak up when he saw I was not headed in the right direction. He's what I call a loyal and genuine friend.